Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Sata ComHealth is a non-profit charitable healthcare organisation with a mission to promote lifelong health and serving the community. Uniquely, Sata channels proceeds from its commercial services to support its charitable community health programmes. We find out more about this on Health Suites next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. An increasingly aging population here in Singapore has highlighted the importance of step-down healthcare in freeing up hospital resources, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining me on the phone to discuss this in more depth is Dr. Kelvin Pua, CEO of Sata ComHealth. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be in the show.
It's a pleasure to have you. First time we are speaking. Now, let's go straight into it. Sata ComHealth, it's a non-profit charitable healthcare organization. Uniquely, it channels proceeds from its commercial services to support its charitable community health programs. Could you please tell us more about this?
So Sata ComHealth is a charity, and the core purpose is to serve the seniors and the vulnerable. We also provide medical services at our medical centres to non-subsidised patients, and revenue will be channeled to help the charitable programme, as you have said. So for example, a full paying patient can come for a comprehensive health screening package and receive quality health screening, and the revenue generated will be used to fund our charitable programme for the seniors and vulnerable. Of course, we also rely on donations, and more donations will mean that we can serve more beneficiaries as well.
Has that been an issue, a concern, or maybe even a challenge during COVID-19 to get those donations?
Yes, you're right. So during the pandemic, there is no face-to-face fundraising events allowed. So we have to move our donations drive online. And this is, of course, not as much as the traditional fundraising event.
Let's talk about in 2020, home care visits from your nurses and doctors had increased by 89% compared to 2019, while the number of unique beneficiaries served under home care increased by 37% in that same period. Why this rather significant increase?
So in this pandemic, the hospitals need to conserve their beds for patients with a serious condition. As such, more patients will be referred to home care services. Our home care patients are generally homebound and cannot travel far to the hospitals, for example. And these patients are seen by our home care team and have to keep their medical conditions stable so they do not get hospitalized. Another reason for the increase may be due to the patients being hesitant to go to their hospitals and clinics for their checkup. That's why our home care team is able to meet that need.
Right. Okay. Now, home care, home services help seniors with activities of daily living and educating caregivers. The goal here is, as you said, to prevent them from going to hospital if they don't need to. Also, hospital readmissions. Now, how big of an occurrence are those hospital readmissions?
Yes. So hospital readmission is a second problem. Seniors are at increased risk of readmission to hospitals after discharge because they have more chronic illnesses, and there are more seniors who are frail and have a slower recovery after discharge. So our home care nurses will help these seniors stay compliant with their medication, take care of their wound, and change their feeding tube. We have to also do caregiver training to empower the loved ones to better take care of the seniors. And then, of course, with better care at home, they are less likely to be admitted to the hospital.
Right. Okay. Now, one of your initiatives is Doctors on Wheels. I really like this one, by the way. Using specially equipped vans to bring necessary equipment and medication to different parts of Singapore where these beneficiaries reside. Could you tell us more about it? And then could you tell us how successful Doctors on Wheels has been?
Yes. So seniors are less mobile as they age. And then there's a significant portion of seniors who are able to come down to the void deck, but are unable to travel a distance to the nearest polyclinic or to the hospital medical center. So we see the need for this group of seniors to be seen at closer to their home, as they may fall through the cracks. And this group of seniors may only appear in the hospitals when their conditions are very serious. What we want is to prevent this from happening. So the Doctors on Wheels team actually serves them in the elder care facilities, which are in their void deck. These doctors on wheels team consists of a doctor and a nurse, and they can do consultation and treatment for the seniors close to their home, and we work with different social partners to bring care closer to the home of these seniors.
Okay. Can I ask you, how does someone become, would you call them a patient, but a beneficiary of SATA ComHealth?
A beneficiary is a person that serves either in the community mm-hmm. or receives subsidized care at our medical centers.
Right.
So we roll out different initiatives for different groups of our patients, especially for the seniors and vulnerable.
Now, I'm wondering, because if somebody feels they do need the assistance of your organization, how do they reach out to you and say, hey, I need help too? Or does it work that way?
So they can either come to any of our medical centers or approach our community partners who we work with to use our services.
Right. Now, in this new normal of COVID-19, telehealth initiatives, tele-rehab, teleconsultations, you know, I want to ask, it is an important part of continuing to provide healthcare services. How has SATA ComHealth integrated this with your existing programs?
So telehealth is an essential part of the way we deliver our care, and it is a must-do and not just something optional for us to do.
Right.
So tech is a great enabler. So for SATA, we started this SATA patient app in July 2020, which allows us to do teleconsultation with our patients through a secure app. And we also started this tele-rehab program for seniors who are unable to come to our centers during the pandemic. So telehealth is a must-do, and it has helped us increase our efficiency and productivity for the patients, and also safer for the patients as they do not have to interact with other patients in the same clinic or medical center.
Now, I'd like you to tell us more about Fernvale Community Hub. It is a one-stop service center which offers a suite of health and social services to the residents of Fernvale. But we want to find out more.
This is what we do in Fernvale. We try to create this sense of community for the residents around this hub. And this hub is started because we want to serve the health and social needs of these rented block residents as well as the seniors in that area. So we provide medical care as well as coordination of care for seniors who require social assistance. So one of our programs that we launched in Fernvale is called the Aspire program. It helps screen seniors for frailty, and once a patient is diagnosed as frail, we will intervene with a proper diet and exercise to help them get stronger so that they do not have a less chance of falling down. So due to COVID-19, we have to put a stop to all these face-to-face social activities at Fernvale, but instead we have moved some of it over to teleconference like Zoom, and we do our group exercises and cooking demos through Zoom now.
Right, that sounds cute. Do you see a need for more community hubs like this in other parts of Singapore?
There is definitely a need for different hubs in different parts of Singapore, and the needs of different groups of seniors are different. So it depends on which area of vulnerable seniors and what is the profile of the seniors staying in that area. So before we started Fernvale, we had actually did a ground sensing and interviewed the patients in that area, especially those in the rented block, as well as seniors living in the area, and created this particular program to suit the needs and to cater to the needs of this vulnerable group of patients.
Right. Now, could you tell us how big of a challenge our aging population presents?
Yes, one of the stats that a lot of people will talk about is that 1 in 4 of our population will be aged 65 and above by 2030. And with larger number of our seniors, we will have increasing healthcare expenditure, because a senior may have to stay twice as long in the hospital compared to a younger patient. A senior is also more likely to be readmitted to the hospital, as I said just now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a senior may have more chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. So all these will cause healthcare costs to go up because of the aging population. As such, we need to do more preventive work like health screening and chronic disease management, as what we do in SATA, to prevent the long-term complications for these patients so that they are less likely to be hospitalized and stay out of the hospital. Yeah.
for as long as possible.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm curious what your thoughts are about the future of sustainable community healthcare in Singapore. You did highlight already that healthcare cost is going to rise. That is going to be a load on all of us as a community. So what are your thoughts about the future of sustainable community healthcare?
So with the increase in the healthcare expenditure, the healthcare manpower and healthcare facilities like hospitals and nursing homes will also increase. But the increase in this manpower and healthcare facilities will not be able to keep up with the increasing demand for healthcare with our traditional model of care. So we need to do things differently. We need to move care upstream and focus on prevention. One example is a screening for osteoporosis and fall risk among the seniors to proactively prevent falls and hip fractures and hopefully prevent admission to a nursing home.
We've been speaking with Dr. Kelvin Pua, CEO of SATA ComHealth. We were talking about the importance of step-down healthcare. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.